Hello and welcome to Talk Chinese, where we teach you Chinese with ease. My name is Xiaolan. I'm going to teach you a useful phrase of Chinese every day. In this episode, we are going to talk about digital. Very relevant. We have Plemen Rousseff. Plemen, he is the chairman, the Global Web Congress, and a serial entrepreneur, writer, speaker, everything. Hi, Plemen, 你好。
你好 Xiaolan, how are you?
Yeah, thank you for joining the show from Sofia. Webit, it's a conference I know with tens of thousands of people attending every year, and it is also expanding rapidly. And a lot of things you talk about in the conference, it's probably already written on the name, Webit.
Webit is currently a completely different from what it was 10 years ago, because everything develops so fast. And currently, Webit stands for a global community of digirati, of policymakers, of top investors and founders from all around the world that are changing the world and hopefully empowering it for improving its states. So, but yes, in the very beginning, Webit was all about web and IT, and now it's all about people.
Yeah. Great. And it's actually people invented the digitization and the web, and then at the same time, the web empowered people. Therefore, they can achieve higher meaning in life.
Correct. Yes. So Webit is empowered by a Webit Foundation. Mm-hmm. It's a non-for-profit organization, which is committing every year substantial amounts of its profits back into the community where it comes from. Webit works with governments, and you've rightfully mentioned it's a number of locations in India, in Singapore, and Dubai, in Istanbul, and in Sofia for a number of regions, Central Eastern Europe and Europe per se, EMEA, Middle East, North Africa, APAC, and India. India since actually last year. So currently we help policymakers, we help businesses, and we help mm-hmm. the growth of the entrepreneurial ecosystem where we're needed.
Sure. You also mentioned about digital and digitization, which is a people-centered concept. So digital is a very trendy word and is certainly very popular all over the world, including China. The way we say digital in Chinese, we say 数位.
数位.
数位. So 数 is the first word. 数, that means calculating, mathematics, to count something. 数.
数.
Yeah, it's a fourth tone, so we go down, 数.
数.
Yeah, and wei, that means position or digit, and the original character is built by a person standing somewhere that marks the position, the calculating position, that means digital, 数 wei.
数 wei.
Yeah, 数 wei. And 数, this is a very useful word, just like mathematics. So when we say number of people, we say 人数.
人数.
人数. Yeah, 人 is person. And then you want to count how many people, for example, in your conference, you may have 10,000 people. We say 多少人数, 多少 is how many. 人数 is people. How many people? 人数.
人数.
Yeah, and then to say the majority, we just put a lot in Chinese character, 多数, and that means many, and number, that means majority, 多数.
多数.
Yeah, to say the minority, we just add very small, a lot less deduction, the character symbol to present that, we say 少数.
少数.
Yeah, 少数 means minority. So 人数, it's the number of people, 多数, it's majority, 少数, it's minority. So now we use 数, and 数 is also, that also means mathematics. So when you see the symbol of 数 in the Chinese like exams, they're all very good at that. That means mathematics. And then when we call expert in mathematics, we say 数学家. 家 means the expert. 学 is the study of mathematics. So that's a very common word, especially in the intellectual world.
Lovely. I will tell you, I'm already trying to find a teacher for my kids in Chinese. Hopefully I will.
Oh yeah, please do. And then kids are so good at learning language. And I think adults are too. It's just a matter of being open-minded.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and then in my view, because you are on the front edge of technology and digitization, 数位化, you can see that a lot of people, they argue, hey, now with the simultaneous translation and all the amazing apps, they can really have the instant response in the foreign language, and they can translate and then receive the different language. Do we still need to learn another language? I think so.
It's about cultural understanding, and it's about learning throughout all your life. And people should never stop learning, because that will be terrible. You should always develop yourself. And that's actually the beauty of technology. Technology is pushing the edge, mm-hmm. and you always have to catch up. I mean, imagine, how was it like 300 years ago when the innovations were not, I mean, they were happening, but they were happening like in a huge period of time. And now at every Webit event, we have 5 per year, mm-hmm. With the different regions, within the different governments that we work with, there are completely new challenges that we're facing. And it's so, so inspirational. And I love it. That's what makes us being always there, always reading, always being prepared. That's fantastic.
Yep. And then a part of your work, you have so many hats. One of the ventures you have, hosting Webit, I think it's very important because you democratize knowledge.
Absolutely, Sheldon. What we are trying to do is first, building density of opportunities. I believe that it's not the talent that is somewhere only, whether it's only China or whether it's only Europe. No, talent is evenly distributed. It's about education and about density of opportunities. Mm-hmm. And once we start building that density of opportunities, then the magic will start happen. Then more people will see themselves empowered mm-hmm. to impact a better future.
Great. Thank you, Clement, for joining us and sharing your experience. Today, we talk about digital, 数位, the way to say digitization, 数位化, 化 means transformation, 数位化. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Please don't forget to rate us, review us, and share what you have learned. Until next time, 再见, Clement.
再见, Xiaolan.